Welcome to the Shepherding Podcast, guiding you through life's uncertainties with wisdom inspired by the age-old art of shepherding. On this show, we draw parallels between the shepherd's craft and the challenges we all face. Join us each episode as we explore life coaching strategies, share personal stories, and offer practical insights to help you navigate the unpredictable journey of life. Get ready to embrace uncertainty, find your inner shepherd, and lead yourself or your flock to a more fulfilling and purposeful existence. This is the Shepherding Podcast, your compass in the midst of life's unpredictable landscapes.
Good evening, Rob Norris. This is our 15th podcast overall, my second one solo, so I hope you like the changes. The original intent of the Shepherding Podcast was to showcase and share life stories of people and business who've achieved successes in their career, finances, or both. Some were entrepreneurs and carved their own path, while others navigated the corporate world. So either or, they were defining success as the way we measured it. I hope you're able to gain some life lessons and inspiration from those who shared their time and story. I found it fascinating, and I really learned a lot from each guest, both about the interviewee, the challenges they overcame, and how they persisted and got through each thing. And a lot of unique character traits about each one that I really found interesting and I thought were worthwhile to share with the audience. So with this episode and future episodes, the tenet of the podcast will change. One common theme found with our prior guests, and I'm sure many of you, is the uncertainty we face in many aspects of our lives. It really at any life stage, not just in the workplace, home, relationships, environment, politics. There's several areas. There's just an overabundance of information that hits us on a daily basis, and it can just be overwhelming trying to navigate it, try and understand it, weed out what's necessary versus not, decipher it for our own use, or put it to a benefit to us in our lives. I mean, is it positive or is it just noise? I mean, that's up to the individual to decide. So this next aspect of the Shepherding Podcast is about how to handle unpredictable situations and navigate those uncertainties. In this episode, we talk about the challenges of information overload, how to gain control or regain control of your life and your mental space. You should have a strategic approach that involves prevention of overabundance of information, ability to organize any information you do have, and then a mindful consumption of information and how to avoid the overload. So let's go ahead and get started. What is information overload? It's pretty basic. When it occurs, it's a volume of available information that exceeds an individual's capacity to process it effectively. I think we've all felt that at times in our life where there's just too much hitting us all at once, and it can cause several different states of emotion or physical feeling within an individual. In the digital age where information is constantly bombarding us from various sources, managing this influx has become crucial skills for people and professionals as well. So if you feel like you have too much information hitting you, or you feel like you're in this type of place, let's talk about five prevention strategies. So number one would be to define your priorities. What are your goals and priorities when it comes to information and allowing that information in your lives? This clarity will guide you in filtering information that aligns with your objectives, your values. And I think it helps reduce the likelihood of feeling overwhelmed. And I think that's usually the state of information overload, is a feeling of overwhelm. Next would be to curate your sources. Be selective about the sources you follow. Be selective about the information you allow into your life. Choose reliable, reputable outlets. Unsubscribe from those that constantly provide low value, irrelevant content, or maybe even a negative connotation or something that brings you down. It doesn't make you feel better. If you've heard of doom scrolling, where you're constantly filtering bad news into your mind, this would be a good source to eliminate. Next would be to set information boundaries. Establish specific times for consuming information, such as checking emails, scrolling through social media, seeing the number of either emails or the little numbers next to the social media icons that note are trying to get your attention. avoid constant multitasking. It fragments your attention. And really, all these things just contribute to information overload. So if you set clear boundaries, either from a time or an app or whatever media perspective you're using, you can start to minimize some of this. And number four is embrace minimalism. Adopt a minimalist approach to your digital life. Declutter your inbox. Only keep what's necessary and put it away. Yeah, I mean, you've probably heard the old adage, touch it once. That applies to email and electronic communication as well. So unsubscribe from any unnecessary newsletters or emails or spam that you're getting that's stuck in your inbox. Organize your files and help that to minimize any distractions you feel yourself being pulled to. I think the last thing when it comes to the prevention strategies would be to use productivity tools. Leverage productivity tools and apps to streamline your workflow. Calendars, I mean, I can't survive without my calendar. It helps me not overschedule and make sure I keep a clear balance. I even use my calendar to schedule free time or leisure time. So in that way, I'm keeping it to a minimal what I'm allowing on that calendar. But a calendar app, a task management tools, such as a to-do list that allows you to prioritize what's really important versus what you may get to at some other point. Note-taking applications can help. A lot of these things help you stay organized and focused. And what I found even more is voice-to-text apps, where I can speak rather than sit there, type, correct, etc. Now, they're not perfect. They still make a lot of mistakes overall. But if it's only spelling errors I'm worried about from my notes, then I'm still going to be in a good place compared to me using my thumbs to try and type all this out. So the next thing I'd like to talk about is organization strategies when it comes to this information. There's going to be five of those I really want to touch on. And number one would be effective time management. Now, we've all heard the Franklin Covey time management practices. I took the course. I found it tremendously beneficial. I can't recommend it enough. I still carry around a Franklin Covey planner with me to this day. But that type of application where you're managing your time allows you to prioritize tasks using techniques like the Eisenhower matrix, which we'll put a link to in the bottom, allows you to focus on what's really important. Allocate dedicated time slots for specific activities to avoid constant context switching. In other words, allow the time to work on what you put down you were going to work on. And then when that time is finished, move on, or the task is completed, move on. The next would be create information filters. And that's just a way to categorize information. So use filters, labels, folders, any way to categorize emails and other bits of information. We still see the written document in the workplace. Implementing a systematic organization system makes it easier to locate information when you need it. And I cannot tell you how much time I see wasted in the workforce by looking for information, files, papers, etc., because of so much information available to the user and not being able to find out exactly what they need. The next would be do a digital detoxification. Periodically disconnect from digital services and devices to give your mind a break. Designate specific times for digital detox. Put your phone away. Do nothing. Zone out. Think. Things that we seem to be losing touch with. It helps you recharge your batteries, reduce the cognitive load that's hitting you. And it just gets you away from that constant connectivity where the phone owns you instead of you owning the phone. Number four would be mindful consumption of the information you do use. Be intentional about the information you consume. Evaluate the relevance, reliability, and really the credibility of any sources you're allowing in your life, any sources you're putting in your life. Before you engage, make sure it's all reputable and it really aligns with who you are as a person, the values you have. Quality over quantity is pretty much the guiding principle in this area. Number five would be develop information processing skills. Basically, you just want to enhance your ability to process information efficiently. It involves improving your reading speed, if possible, taking notes so you're pulling the key aspects out of it, critical thinking to extract what information is necessary from large volumes of data, but an ability to utilize the information in a much more efficient manner to get through the information that you have to get through in a quicker way. Now, if you feel yourself being overwhelmed through digital, social media, or whatever, if you feel like you're suffering from information overload, there's five recovery strategies to get you along this path. Number one would be prioritize and delegate. If you find yourself overwhelmed, reassess what your priorities are. Delegate those tasks or get rid of them if at all possible. You want to focus on the high impact activities that benefit you and your life. Postpone or delegate less critical tasks. Number two would be simple. Take breaks. Schedule regular breaks to prevent burnout. I put breaks in my calendar, but put them in your daily life as well, where you don't need to schedule them, but you're feeling overwhelmed. Not determined by the clock, but determined by who you are and how you feel. And then take a break. Short breaks throughout the day really can lead to improved productivity, and it really helps with mental clarity. The next thing would be practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness techniques such as meditation, deep breathing into your routine. Another thing I've even found helpful is changing scents. And I mean like aromas, things that you find appealing. This can help you practice mindfulness. These practices help calm the mind, reduce stress, and they help you deal with or eliminate information overload. Number four would be reflect and learn. Periodically reflect on the information that you have and your consumption habits of the information. Identify patterns that contribute to overload. Adjust your strategies accordingly. You don't want to have to deal with this. Learn from your past experience as a great teacher, and it pretty much helps support continuous improvement. And that's something we can all do. And number five, seek support. Discuss challenges with colleagues, friends, mentors, people that you have in your life or you value their input. But sharing your experiences can provide valuable insights and emotional support. It helps you navigate information overload more effectively, and really, it allows someone else's best practices to help you out in your endeavors. Now, there's four long-term habits that I believe that can really help you overall from information overload. And number one is continuous learning. You want to stay updated on tools and techniques that facilitate an efficient information management. If you can find a way to get information to you easier and more effectively while reducing the time commitment or any stress associated with that, you definitely want to embrace that. So again, follow a mindset of continuous learning. Adapt to evolving technologies. There's a lot of training aids out there if you're having difficulties. And make sure that you can manage the technological landscapes in front of you. If you can't, evaluate whether you need it or not. And if not, get the training to take care of it. Number two would be regular reviews. Conduct regular reviews of your information management systems. You want to ensure that filters and organizational structures remain effective. You want to make any adjustments as needed. Number three would be cultivate information literacy. Develop strong information literacy skills to discern credible sources versus other sources. There's a lot of misinformation out there. So just because something's popular doesn't always mean it's accurate. So do your due diligence. Seek information from multiple sources. Make sure you understand who is motivated by what and what the sources of the information are. Try and get the whole picture and then judge for yourself whether it's an effective intermediary or not. This skill is essential for making informed decisions and helps you avoid cognitive load or information overload. And number four, adaptability. Cultivate adaptability in response to changes in your work environment, industry, or life. Being flexible allows you to adjust the information management strategies because it helps you suit what are the inputs. And so if you can adapt to inputs that are changing all the time, maybe new or better or different sources, these things help you manage that overall. And so these are the top four long-term habits that I believe it can help you be successful in not only managing information overload, but hopefully avoiding it. So really, in conclusion, overcoming information overload requires a proactive and holistic approach by combining prevention, organization, and even some recovery strategies. Individuals can create a sustainable information ecosystem that supports productivity, well-being, continuous personal and professional growth, and constant improvement. And if we can get better each day, one day better than we were the day before, I think that helps our overall stresses as well. So I hope you found this podcast useful. If so, please share it with others.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Shepherding Podcast. We hope our exploration of life's uncertainties and coaching insights has been both enlightening and empowering. Remember, just like a skilled shepherd tends to their flock, you have the ability to guide your own journey through uncertainty. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with friends and family who might benefit. Don't forget to subscribe to the Shepherding Podcast on your favorite platform and leave us a positive review. Your feedback is our guiding star and helps us reach others. If you wish to continue this conversation, sign up for our live coaching sessions or buy us a cup of coffee via the Patreon link. You can get more information by sending an email to rob@derbycitymedia.com. As you go forth, may you face uncertainties with resilience, find joy in the journey, and continue to lead your life with purpose. Until next time, take care and shepherd on.